Now, if you were listening, there's some utterly remarkable pictures in that story from Logan, and many of them were filmed by a tradie, James Lawyer, who helped dig the injured out of the rubble. He says the survivors who were trying to crawl free were stunned and deaf from the explosion. James told me he was just a few houses away laying carpet when the earth shook.
A huge bang just popped off, and we're looking, come out onto the road and had a look around, and there's a big, pretty much, cloud sitting above one of the houses with heaps of smoke pouring out of it. So we thought, just jumped in the van and shot down there with two of the other guys that I worked with. So we popped down there and peeked over the fence, and there was rubble everywhere, all across the road and everything. So, yeah, we were looking in there and, had a look over the fence, and there's just a whole house just pretty much collapsed into one big pile in the middle, and there was five people inside. They're all pretty much all underneath all the wood. So me and the boys just hopped the fence and started pulling all the wood off them and carried out as many as we could see, and then got a couple of hands from a few other people that are around and got a couple of the guys out of there, and found a few more people around the other side of the house and pulled them out. And then everyone's sort of safe on the lawn. They couldn't really hear what we're saying. They're pretty deaf from a big bang. So,
So, James, just so we can appreciate this, when you say that the house was, it was rubble, what do you mean? What's left of it?
Well, there's pretty much nothing left of it apart from the framing in the middle. It was a brick house, and all the bricks are just scattered around the whole outside of the place. So, there's absolutely nothing left of it. Even the next door neighbour's exactly the same. All the bricks are caved in, all the windows are gone, the garage doors are all caved in.
So when you realised that there were people still in there, you climbed over and what? Did you have to dig away at the debris or what was it like?
Yeah, we had to pretty much start digging for them. Like, there was framework all over top of them. Half of them were trying to crawl out of it. Another lady's just laying down on the ground underneath of it. The two guys that I worked for just straight in there, no hesitation, just started pulling all the wood off them, and just natural instinct to just get in there and help them and get them to safety, pretty much.
So they were, in essence, buried by the collapsed house?
Yep, they're just sitting in there underneath nothing. Like, the roof is just absolutely blown straight off the roof, scattered around the whole street. Yeah.
So about what age do you think the people were in the house? Were there any children?
There's five in there. No children. Everyone was probably, pretty much 55 to 70.
And how did they...
All in their pyjamas, yeah.
How did they seem?
No, they were absolutely in shock. Like, we were looking straight at them and they couldn't hear anything we were saying. Their pretty much eardrums are pretty much popped and their eyes are all bloodshot. They're just in shock, just didn't know what to do. Yeah, they're just scared laying there, just asking for help, pretty much.
So how hard was it to get them out of there?
No, it wasn't too bad. Like, there was a few of us there, so we're just helping each other out. Yeah, just getting it done, ripping everything out of the way.
Was there a fire at the property as well? Could you see smoke or flames or anything?
Yeah, in one of the videos I've gone back around at the end, and there's a big fire that's gone alight in the middle of it all. There's one in the front room that I could see. Yeah, the fire department got there pretty fast, so they're all on top of it and it's all out. So,
could you smell anything?
Pretty fast.
Could you smell anything, James?
Yeah, you could definitely smell a lot of gas through there. Yeah.
So gas, think?
It's definitely a gas leak by the sounds of it.
So do you think that this house, its exterior was brick?
Yes, yep.
Because it looks like, I don't know, a bunch of matchsticks discarded.
Yeah, there's not much left to it,
Can you get your head around that? Because you're in the street, you know what the houses look like. This thing is just reduced to a pile of junk.
Yep, pretty much nothing left. Just one pile sitting in the middle. You go around the front, you see the cars all crushed in the front. So there's no garage door left or nothing. Front door's flying off. So
You mentioned some damage in neighbouring properties. How did those houses fare?
Well, we got told to leave pretty soon after, so we started walking down the street back to the van to just go around the corner to finish our job. So we're looking at the houses just down the road, and bricks are off the walls, there's garage doors caved in probably 50 to 100 metres down the road.
So
all
James,
the window framing's all popped down on some of the houses and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, guttering's fallen down.
You say you were, what, about 100 metres, you reckon, from the explosion when it happened?
Yep.
What did you feel and hear at that point?
We're just sitting in the garage having smoke, we just pretty much thought it was an earthquake. We just hopped out of the garage. We were sitting having our lunch and, yeah, just looked straight down the street and could see it. There's just, like, pretty much, yeah, big bursts of flames and smoke just sitting up in the air. And, yeah.
So did the garage you were in, did it move? Could you feel any movement in the house?
Every house in the whole street, everything was rattling. Yeah, people were feeling it all the way out in Templeton and stuff, I've heard. So, yeah, it's pretty full on.
So what initially flashed into your head? What did you think it was?
I thought it was an earthquake. Everybody that I was with on this job site that just ran straight to the road. Everybody else in the street was coming out, seeing what's going on. So, yeah.
How many of you were there, James, that went down to help?
There were three of us. Three of us, yeah.
Yeah, and I imagine it all happened in such a rush and you did what was needed. Now, what's going through your head?
It was just had to go, pretty much see what was going on. And as soon as you see someone in trouble, yeah, we just got in there and helped them out. You can't really do, it's just a bit of a shock to us as well. Just hopping over to see that.
I bet. Well done, you guys, for helping out. Are you back on the job, finishing laying that carpet?
Yeah, we've just gone back here, but we haven't really got back into it yet, so we're just having a breather and just, yeah.
Bit shell-shocked, eh, James?
About what's been going on. Yeah, there's helicopters flying over top, and yeah, a few sirens still going around, so there's plenty going on just over the road there.
So what were the neighbours and things doing? How were people reacting?
I actually couldn't see many of the neighbours come out of the houses that were there, but a few people come out from down the street and just started walking down, and the whole road's just covered in, like, pretty much stones and gravel and brick, pretty much. So, yeah, I feel sorry for the people that come home to the house that's just pretty much blowing up next door, or if they're at work at the moment, to come home and see that would be pretty scary.
And that was witness James Lawyer.